This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. A subsidiary of oil giant Anadarko is preparing to defend itself in court this week. Plaintiffs in the case just finished laying out their case in New York. They're demanding $25 billion as compensation for alleged toxic pollution at hundreds of chemical sites around the country. A small town in northeastern Pennsylvania is among those seeking redress for a suspiciously high rate of cancer. Scott Tong has more from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
In itty-bitty Avoca, Pennsylvania, the thing to do is sneak onto the old chemical site right behind the baseball field.
Ah, one more. I gotta get a good one.
Coach, can I fish BP?
No.
Please?
The hole in the fence leads to 35 acres of weeds, concrete slabs, couple no trespassing signs. The plant shut down 16 years ago. 48-year-old Michael Sable has been slipping in here for years.
Oh, God, I could sneak through the fence, claim on the tie. Everybody used to play on the ties.
Ties, as in railroad ties. This town's product was a bit player in the Industrial Revolution, which in these parts started with coal and songs like this.
We get up in the black down the coal town road, and we hike along a track where the coal trains load.
Coal needs freight trains and tracks, which sit on railroad ties. Here in Avoca, the workers took wood planks and soaked them in a black chemical sludge to prevent rotting. They set them out to dry, and the kids came.
Used to jump on. It was pretty neat. It was like a big fort because they're 5 stories high. And as far as the eye could see, it was just all railroad ties in here.
The place reeked. Everyone here talks about the smell.
It smelled like mothballs.
Almost like a burning tire, like a rubbery chemical.
It smelled terrific. Couldn't stand it. He had to shut the doors and windows that night.
You ever see how they burn them incense for Christmas? Like mix about 10 different blends together, put burning wood and put some motor oil in there and transmission fluid. It probably smells like that when it burns.
You ever walk on railroad tracks when they first put new ties in? It smells like that, but a million times stronger.
Talk of the plant always leads to talk of cancer. Michael Sable's grandfather worked there. He died of lung cancer. His dad has throat cancer. His two best friends went to St. Mary's School overlooking the plant.
One died in 2010. He died of lung cancer. And my other buddy, Michael, he died in September of 2011 of brain cancer. It was just strange that they're both dead now.
Child brain cancer occurs 8 times more than the county average. Infant liver cancer, 20 times more. Birth defects, way above the norm.
Webbed toes, abnormal larynx, Down syndrome, short fingers or toes.
Toxicologist Patricia Williams of the University of New Orleans has done the local studies.
Cerebral palsy, or they were born with teeth, or born with cataracts, or born with half a heart.
Town residents sued the company, which at the time was the oil and chemical titan called Kerr McGee. Heard of it? Ever since the 1980s movie Silkwood?
They're trying to kill me. They want me to stop what I'm doing.
It's based on a true story about a Kerr McGee whistleblower played by Meryl Streep.
They contaminated me, you know that?
I know.
I'm so scared now.
She died mysteriously in a car crash. The old mayor of Avoca, Jim Haddock, thinks Kerr McGee tried to threaten him. An anonymous caller once asked if he'd seen Silkwood and then hung up. Haddock says Kerr McGee kept changing its story while he was running the town. First, the plant was safe. Then they said it had environmental liability.
They had concern for grave liability, and all of a sudden they're saying now it's clean. That's a company that I can't trust. They lied to me as mayor of this community.
Lawsuits have been going for 7 years. People here and at other Kerr McGee sites around the country say the company tried to skip out on paying medical claims. How? Kerr McGee created a new company a few years ago called Tronox, which was responsible for all the payouts. Tronox went bankrupt. John Houston, representing the plaintiffs, says it was all by design.
And at the time that they spun off Tronox, Tronox was not solvent. It was doomed to failure. The company took what should have been monies set aside to redress harms like that and made it disappear.
Kerr McGee denies any scheme. It says Tronox failed because of the economy. Kerr McGee is now part of the oil company Anadarko. Spokesman Brian Kane.
Tronox's situation was not at all unique in the challenging economic environment that resulted in the collapse of the housing market and the automobile industry. The collapse of those industries resulted in lessened demand for Tronox's primary product.
Plaintiffs now want $25 billion in the case now in New York court. If they win, some money goes to the victims, some to cleaning up old chemical sites like this one. they lose, their lawyers say it's probably the end of the line. In Avoca, northeastern Pennsylvania, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.